Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now back at the mansion, Descartes arrives for the two-on-one. Let's dance the night away. Nikki still freaking out.
Always.
Now they're dancing.
Anything she's, performative, she just anything. Can't do it. She can't do it.
First it was the singing, now the
singing,
dancing.
Singing, dancing, talking. Oh, she can't. God. She can't do it.
Mm. She just wants to stand and look pretty and tuck that little boy into bed. And that's it. That's all she got. Oh, God. Man. So, time for their two-on-one dates, and I guess two, like, ball gowns or two gowns.
Okay, arrived. So I looked up Alberto Mercati.
The designer that they were, like.
Yeah, the designer. She was like, oh, my God, it's this gorgeous gown. Okay, I went to their website. Apparently, they are closed and will be open soon, which doesn't make any sense. Okay. It doesn't make any sense. It is a pandemic. You are either open or you're closed for business. Not. You ain't going to be open shortly. That doesn't.
And, like, clothing, too, like, retail, like,
right.
You don't have online, e-commerce?
Right, yes. I feel like they just missed prom, and now they're just done.
They're
you know what
it,
I mean? Like, just try again next year.
Oh, jeez.
Seems like a Lord & Taylor staple.
That's what it looked like.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, they get their two gowns, and Stephanie, I'm like, Stephanie, don't even start, because now she's trying to get all insecure saying how Jason loves girls with dark hair and dark eyes, so maybe Nikki's more her type. And one girl, don't even start that. So he arrives and whisks them off, and Jason reminds us that Nikki got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
I know. Just
because
she has
terrible sense. Oh my God.
I know. And he got your fuckboy slip moment when he chose her because he was like,
when
oh, she just
her.
Blow me away.
Just the looks.
That's
and we
it.
Quickly found out I ain't much else to her beyond that. So with Nikki, he's, you know, bringing that up. And then with Stephanie, he's trying to see if there's a romantic connection. Mm-hmm. That's his whole goal.
Yeah.
Which there ain't. We know this, but okay. So. They head up on their day. They're in, like, this beautiful kind of, like, outdoor.
Yeah, romantic. It looked like a wedding venue, but it wasn't a wedding venue.
Yeah, it looked like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're learning how to ballroom dance as their date. Mm-hmm. And Nikki obviously is a mess and, you know, has two left feet.
She said, I need weeks or months to prepare. I was like, girl, in what situation have you been this nervous to dance that you have had months to prepare for anything?
For anything.
Ooh, girl.
She's so uptight. I could never be with somebody this uptight.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
She can't relax. She's so wound up all of the time.
All the time.
Wow. Now, Stephanie, on the other hand, literally is a ballet teacher.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And is crushing it.
Yep.
So, Nikki now, she's the worst because she says in her little confessional, you know, I've never been married and had a child. Stephanie married someone and had a baby. And sadly, he died. But I want my turn.
My turn?
The fuck?
Yo, she's crazy.
That's just evil.
It is.
She had her time. He died. That's so sad. But you know what? It's my turn.
It's my turn. And there's only one man. This is the one man left on the earth.
On earth.
And I am getting him. No, girl. First of all, there's about eight of you left over at the house. Right. So I don't know why you think that this is like your only shot at love.
Jesus.
Second of all, Stephanie just lived a different life than you. Why are you acting like this?
And comparing apples to oranges all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's so unhappy with herself. It's mm-hmm. terrible. So they sit for dinner. Nikki confesses her 11-year relationship. So Jason didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. He's like, the fuck?
Yeah. And yep.
pulls her over immediately to talk. And she says, yeah, she's with her ex from ages 17 to 28.
Mm.
And he woke up one day mm-hmm. and said, I love you so much, but I don't want to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
I would choke that nigga Ooh. Out on sight.
And this happens to so many women.
This happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yep.
But how, also, how you sit up somewhere for 11 years?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
And not get a ring out of this.
You know what?
She watched her whole 20s
her
go
whole
by.
20s 28. Left her.
She watched the entire thing go
yep.
by.
Yep.
This and let happens. Him wake up one morning and tell her that he don't want to marry her.
Tell her.
Oh my God.
A lot of women, especially in that time when you're like growing in your career and growing in whatever, and then the men mm-hmm. doesn't catch up with you, or maybe mm-hmm. they're on a different path than you, they just keep riding it out because they still want the emotional pillow of mm-hmm. a girlfriend yeah. and they still want to have sex every night. And right. they
That's it.
Just, yeah. And then the day that they decide they're done is the day that you all both are done.
Are done. But damn, she sat there mm. her whole, from 17 to 28.
Yeah.
That's why she's so, she doesn't know herself.
Know
she's
anything.
Resentful.
Yeah.
She's,
yeah.
I mean, she's, all the clocks are ticking in her head. So she's
yeah.
just like so
yeah.
desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. Gave all her good years away to this ancient dude. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sucks. Now, Stephanie sits with Jason and you can tell he's just not physically attracted to her.
Oh, friend vibes all the way.
All the way through.
Besties. Like,
yeah,
just
straight up.
Friends.
Yep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time for the date rose. You know, Jason does a little spiel, but wards it, thank God, to mm-hmm. Stephanie. I am so curious where Nikki is today.
Me
I
too.
I tried looking her up online.
Oh, you did?
I tried. I looked up her, like, her name at that time. Mm-hmm. And all you find is, like, same articles from this time period. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming she must got married has a new last name, because I couldn't find anything about her.
I hope but so. My goodness.
I hope she's doing well. Yeah. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Email us, the number two black girls. Ooh,
if you found her. Yes.
If you found her, if you know anything about where's Nikki today.
Yeah.
So curious.
Yeah.
Now time for the cocktail party. Mm-hmm. And Jillian, she's still here. She's wanting to make sure that calling him dude basically hasn't friend zoned her.
Right.
She's very concerned about that, mm-hmm. which is
very true. Concerning.
Which is concerning.
Yeah.
Megan and Jason have a nice little moment. They, you know, dance, and she's like, I haven't had this butterfly moment in years. Meanwhile, she is allegedly 25. I don't believe it. I think that was a little slip up right there, because she's actually 40 and she hasn't had this moment in years.
Also, girl, you just had someone's baby 14
child.
Months ago.
Right.
I'm going to assume sometime during at least the pregnancy, you had some love for this man. That's an assumption, though. I don't actually know.
Right.
But girl, oof. Yeah, she actually got my Becky of the Week this week at a moment somewhere around here when she was just talking shit, because she just keeps talking out the side of her face about these other girls. And at this moment, it really got on my nerves.
Yeah.
Mostly because Natalie's not here, and because we know that Lauren is now as certifiably, like, Lauren and Shannon are both nuts.
Yeah.
So those are the only people to really talk about.
Right.
But her putting these blanket statements out, like, the rest of these girls need to man up and blah, 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 and they just don't like me. Mm-hmm. You know, listeners, how we feel about those girls. These girls just don't like me. I hate those girls. No. We hate those girls.
Nope. Something wrong with you, girl. It's not that hard to get along with another girl.
It's not. And it's there's not. 8 of them to choose from, so you could have at least one friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Lauren and Jason have a moment, and again, this whole strategy of being a bitch to him, like, the fuck? She's like, what did I ask you to do in our group date?
Mm.
And he's like, you told me to give you a rose.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this, like, bitchy bossiness, which some guys are into. Jason is very clearly not that guy.
No.
I don't know why she's not reading that. He's not into this.
He's like a passive guy who wants to be the boss, which is a very strange dichotomy to be. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's not reading correctly.
No.
But I was waiting for him to say, like, I ain't one of your little students.
Hit her with that. Right? Time for the rose ceremony. And a few girls have roses already. So Molly, Naomi, and Stephanie already have roses. So there's only 3 roses left to give, and I feel like we're weeding through these girls quick.
Very fast. I don't know how we're only on episode 4. This is very strange to me.
Yeah. We're on episode 4, and there's only 6 people left. These are hometowns at, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
4. So we have 2. So I guess the next 2 episodes, only one person goes home.
Oh, must be. Or nobody goes home. Remember, they used to do that.
That too.
They used to draw it out like that.
Yeah. But jeez, we're weeding through fast.
Yeah.
First rose goes to Melissa. Second rose goes to Jillian. Time for the final rose. We have Megan, crazy ass Shannon, and Lauren the Bone Collector left. And Jason gives this whole long pause and then says he can't give out this final rose.
None of you are shit. All of you have got to go. Shannon, you and all 4 of those bumpets in your head have got to go. That high neck crochet top with the ruffles. It was another combo of multiple trends in one.
Oh, outfits are the worst. Terrible.
You gotta go, girl. Gotta go.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.